Good morning. It's December 23rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And the music you're listening to is the song by that title by the Van Vogel Ensemble. Today's title is Wrapping. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6:28, New King James. Part of my job involves operating on people. Often that involves both judgment and precision. Over the years, I seem to have become somewhat proficient at this skill set. On the other hand, there are certain skill sets that seem completely resistant to my successful acquisition. Folding my laundry, packing my suitcase, making our bed, dressing the kids when they were little, or virtually any handyman-type job required around the house. Oh, I can do all of these, but not at all as well as some others can. Wrapping presents quite possibly leads the list. I can select the paper, find the tape and scissors, even make a label, but when it comes to actually encasing the gift, no matter the size or shape, somehow it always ends up looking like a one-armed blind man completed the task. Thankfully, my wife often provides me with a decorative bag, and then all I have to do is stuff colored tissue paper on top of the gift, and voila, I have accomplished the task. God seems better at wrapping than I. You can start with the lilies of the field, but then you can go down to the plankton or up to the Milky Way and find the same startling precision, breathtaking beauty, and flawless presentation. That includes people, by the way. We all know what Adam thought of Eve when he first saw her. But Jesus has even improved on this wrapping. If we're to be presented to the Father, we don't just need to look our best. We need to be perfect, as God is perfect. He even told us that in Matthew 4:28. Well, I got news for you. It ain't going to happen through your own effort. However, God thought it was a good idea to have his son live a perfect, exemplary life on earth, but then seal the deal with his sacrifice on the cross, taking all our imperfections onto himself. In exchange, he offers to, quote, clothe us in his perfect righteousness, unquote, Isaiah 61:10. I have known some really, really great present wrappers, among them my daughters, sorry son, my wife, my mother, and my sister-in-law. But none of them can come close to that lily in the field, nor can they wrap up a person so well that they're presentable to the Creator of the universe. You need Jesus for that. You need Christmas. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Remind us at Christmas that while we wrap and exchange presents in remembrance of the Magi at the birth of your Son, He chose to wrap us and present us to you. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.